Good morning, this is Eric Knopf with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast issued on Friday, December 21st at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters and the Friends of the Avalanche Center. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Overnight, a trace to 1 inch of snow fell in the mountains south of Bozeman, including Cook City. At 5 a.m., temps range from the teens to mid-20s, and winds are blowing 30 to 60 miles an hour out of the west-southwest, with gusts near Big Sky breaking 70 miles an hour. A fast-moving front this morning will deliver 1 to 3 inches of new snow. This storm will be short-lived, and snow will taper off by late morning. Highs today will warm into the mid to upper 20s, and winds will remain strong out of the west-southwest. No snow is expected tonight or tomorrow. This morning, winds are blowing 30 to 50 in the mountains around West Yellowstone. Strong winds combined with fresh snow will create thick wind drifts on slopes loaded by west-southwest winds. These drifts will be resting over a weak and fragile snowpack. Any steep slope with wind-drifted snow will be highly susceptible to avalanches. Non-wind-loaded slopes will be less prone to slides, but still need to be approached with caution. The message is simple today. Fresh snow, strong winds, and a weak snowpack will create dangerous avalanche conditions. The best defense against avalanches today will be terrain management. Avoid slopes steeper than 30 degrees and stay off low-angle slopes connected to steep slopes above. Today, for the Southern Madison Range, the Southern Gallatin Range, in the Lionhead area. Fresh snow, strong winds, and buried weak layers make human-triggered avalanches likely, and the avalanche danger is rated considerable. The primary avalanche problem today in the northern ranges in Cook City will also be wind-loaded slopes. This morning, winds are gusting over 70 miles an hour on the summit of Lone Peak and 30 to 60 miles an hour elsewhere. Strong west-southwest winds combined with a few inches of new snow will form a fresh batch of wind slabs that'll be touchy to human triggers. On many slopes, wind-deposited snow will be adding stress to a thin layer of facets buried in the upper foot of the snowpack. Yesterday, Alex found this layer to be the primary avalanche concern in the mountains around Cook City. This is consistent with our field data and observations from the past few weeks. Fortunately, the lower portion of the snowpack is mostly strong and stable, which will keep instabilities isolated to new and wind-blown snow. Today, dangerous avalanche conditions exist on wind-loaded slopes, which have a considerable avalanche danger. Non-wind-loaded slopes have a moderate avalanche danger, and that's for the Bridger Range, the Northern Madison Range, the Northern Gallatin Range, and the mountains around Cook City. If you have any snowpack or avalanche observations, please drop us a line at mtavalanche@gmail.com or give us a call at 587-6984. Have a great day.